Production. Recorded live.
Run it live.
This show contains mature truth content. Listener discretion is advised. Attention, corrupt politician and corporate heads, or any dumbass that has needs to be taken down. Congratulations. You have just pissed off the loudest speaker of Brooklyn. Louis B. is an American and loves liberty, especially his freedom of speech. Declaring war on all bullshit launching. Info-Katusha rockets into the enemy's camp. Broadcasting live from the forest of hate. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. And now here's your host, Louis B.
Hi, ladies and gentlemen. This is Louis B. And welcome to the...
And your co-host.
And your co-host, enemy combatant. And welcome to CSR Radio, because I can't say fucking crotch.
Can you believe that? I mean, that's perfect. CSR, it kind of sounds like censor. It should be CNSR, censored.
Censored radio. I had to change... I had to on TalkShoe, which they're still not featuring us, even though I've made the appropriate changes. They're quick. It took them a better part of a year to. They reactivated the TalkShoe security.
Has there been a spike in downloads at all? People downloading the podcast?
Yeah, there has. There has been. We're so far for this week 851 downloads.
Nice.
So,
holy moly, because I know our viewers of the website, that's steadily increasing, and it's very diverse, and
yeah,
you were on Australian radio. That was nice.
Right. I'm like, look, I made the appropriate changes. I deleted any comments either left by myself or others that could be deemed offensive.
We're getting a lot of haters right now. Dan Roldan is jealous of that clip I sent you. Which I'll talk about in a minute.
Right. Fuck him. I changed the rating to the show to explicit language. All right, fine. Even though it's explicit language, I had to freaking change the description of the show. I had to freaking edit. I'm freaking editing myself by saying freaking instead of fucking.
Wah.
I mean, instead of bullshit, it's bull s star 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 as
bull crap.
Bull crap, or Operation Fuck NU is Operation F star star star.
Speaking of bull crap, that new Michael Moore movie is getting good reviews, which shows you the fawning. Yeah. I bet you it's a pro Obama film. Watch.
Of course, everything's a fucking pro Obama film. I was actually.
It's going to talk about Wall Street, but they're not going to mention the fact that the Obama administration is filled with Wall Street cronies.
Right. I mean, I actually went to. Yesterday, I went to go see Inglourious Basterds for my birthday yesterday. Yes. Thank you, everybody, for your well wishes. Oh, wait, I didn't get any.
To Hollywood for, releasing Nazi propaganda movies, but continue.
Yeah, Inglourious Basterds. It didn't have enough, violence and gore that really befits a Tarantino film. So
yeah,
I
because
guess
he's a shill. He's trying to be PC with this new one, right?
I don't know,
does it cross some boundaries?
Not really. It's not like, they just throw the Jews, like, Jew this, Jew that. It's like, okay, whatever. Even the Nazis aren't, like, that, like, hateful. Like, how they are.
By the way, for the guest, yeah, everything is a double standard now regarding your comment. I mean, it's just like the Obama posters. You can put up a good poster of him. But you can't put up a bad poster, hate speech. That's another thing I'm going to get into. It's in the newspaper. Even Obama said that the people who disagree with him It's not about race. Even Obama himself is now saying this, and you will still, you morons out there, you Obama zombies, listening to us, because I'm sure there's a few of you who subscribe to our thing and don't agree with us, and you listen just because you hate what we do.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, just hop off Obama's dick. Even he's admitting that it's not about racism. Otherwise, he wouldn't have got elected, if you believe the official story of Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Which, has now been shown to be an inside job. Whether you believe the birth certificate thing or not. It's a total inside job. Obama is bringing in big government and tyranny. He's cousins with Bush, just like John Kerry and Cheney. I mean, it's off the charts. Who could make this stuff up? It's just ridiculous. You know, Jimmy Carter is up there shilling for Obama, saying two different things. In the campaign, Carter was saying Obama is an inexperienced black boy. He actually said that.
Damn.
And then now he's saying, you know, stop attacking Obama, leave him alone, you're just a bunch of right-wing racists, Democrats are awesome. Before you say anything, Louis, I just want to finish it off with this. I had this moment today at the supermarket when I picked up my check, and on the cover of USA Today or whatever it was, it says, a new world view. A new world order, really. And it shows you Obama and Bush in their really angry photograph of each of their faces, each one of them looking really devilish. And I go to this lady, this Filipina, a really old lady. You know, there's no difference between the two of these, right? And she goes, yes, there is. It's a difference in morality, in her stupid Filipino-American accent there. Total liberal scumbag, sucker of Obama.
Yeah, because of course all Filipinos are stupid. Yes, okay, and moving on, I get you.
And I'm just like, wow. What is wrong with you, America? I mean, clearly, just Google the term New World Order and type Barack Obama's name next to it in a search engine, and thousands of articles will pop up from mainstream media publications like Time, Newsweek magazine, People magazine, New York magazine, you name it, New York Times magazine, and we're conspiracy theorists for reading off of the New York Times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh well, we're misrepresenting.
And even Robert Gibbs, the secretary, is now saying that Jimmy Carter is wrong. It's not about race, but you will still call us racists because you're so dumbed down. And even the white people, there was a bunch of crazed whites outside the Jay-Z concert calling us nuts and saying we should move to Canada because we demand 9/11 truth.
Sure.
So that's the power of Jay-Z uniting everybody into their new world, new age cult movement. It's absolutely disgusting. I mean, it's just, it's getting weirder and weirder and weirder day by day. And then Jay-Z is on the cover of this week's Metro. And they call him the president of hip hop, which couldn't be further from the truth.
So what does that make what does that make KRS-One? What does that make
makes them terrorists. They're insurgents against the New World Order, hip hop.
Fushnikins. What's Fushnikins? They're
awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
It's just their way in everything, whether it's politics or the music they listen to. People just don't know what's good for them. They embrace the culture of death. The Skull and Bones, the Rihanna, the Jay-Z, the Kanye. And no matter how stupid they act, you're still going to listen to them. You're still going to chant their lyrics and buy their albums and throw up their Masonic hand signals at their concerts.
Yeah. I think I'm going to end up playing some Chip Fu, though, with his song Love Me Sensi.
It is at this point that I want to plug... An event that is open for all, including comedians, poets, musicians, singers, bands,
gangsters,
actors, artists, writers, lyricists of any kind. And it's called...
All the shot callers.
Open Soul Sessions in Jersey City. It's the first Saturday of every month, 6 to 11 p.m. It usually goes past 12 p.m. And more people have been showing up, so definitely you can get sexed up afterwards. There's complimentary food and drinks, and there's a lot of cool people there. You might be able to get laid. And check them out at blackwax.com, or you can check them out on Twitter at Twitter/OpenSoulSession, and then on Facebook, Facebook/OpenSoulSessions with an S. And RSVP today, because space is limited, the number to call is 212-696-8562. That number again is 212-696-8562. And again, if you want to email them, it's opensoul@blackwax.com. So yeah, comedians, you know, like Louis, or you know, like Deke Jackson does his thing with the New World Order in a comical way. Whatever it is, come through. It's a great place in Jersey City. You know, get out of your Manhattan area, get out of Brooklyn, get out of the Bronx, wherever it is you are, and come hang out on New Jersey side for once.
Hey, your neighborhood is nice. You know, it's getting gentrified like my neighborhood, so.
No, but there's still a lot of cool underground cultural spots. They tried killing the artistic movement. We're having a studio tour next month, by the way, to plug that. That's really a good event to participate in. I think I might participate this year with a political thing.
Mm.
Yeah, that could be a small action right there.
Oh, that's cool.
Anything on your mind, Louis, that you want to just clear off, get out of your chest?
Thanks for giving me the permission.
No, I'm asking you. I'm not giving you permission.
Quit
fucking with me.
No,
don't break the fourth wall.
Yeah. It's just, God damn. Let me get this email, man.
Band events. That's the first thing you've ever heard me plug in music.
I know, I'm just kidding. Jesus Christ. I'm breaking balls. You know how much I love breaking balls.
That's why it's called CSR, because we're censored.
CSR. We're censored. We can't... Hold on, where the fuck is this email?
Oh. Bleep. I mean...
Yeah. From TalkShoe Security. Dear Louis B., it's been brought to our attention that your show, Crotchot Radio 23980, violates the TalkShoe system terms of service.
He is a terrorist! I'm the leader.
In one or more ways. The terms of service apply to all aspects of all shows, including but not limited to show graphics, icons, show names, host user ID, description. Descriptions, comments left on show page.
Yeah, basically everything. Everything is a thought crime. Every single part of your page is a separate charge against you.
Yeah, audio contact, etc. Please immediately conform with the terms of service or you'll be asked Or you'll be asked to leave the TalkShoe system. Asked to leave. Well, technically, they'll just delete your account.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, not really asked. But it's like, no, I don't think I will be leaving. I don't think you have that option, sir. That shit is just...
By the way, support InfoWarsTV.com, as they are also going out of business. Another great alternative media resource for the modern-day patriot, whether you're American or you just want to check out what's going on. It has a bunch of great stuff up there, not necessarily political. There's a lot of science and news and all sorts of other great stuff up there.
Yeah, they just need $600 a month for hosting. That's nothing.
And we have Chris Arnold on our show regularly as a guest.
Yeah, I mean, if Alex could raise $300,000,
we need to diversify our tactics and our movement.
Yeah, that's the thing. They put all their eggs in one basket. And all right, well, God forbid if something happens to Alex, then what? I think it's best if
I think it's because a lot of 9/11 truthers have already accepted defeat. Well, because just so we can get through this and we can get to your music, because I can't really stay on for the show today. That's why I want to do this now. I actually have family coming over. Yeah.
Well, have them join the show.
Yeah, I wish, man. Some of my family is still brainwashed. Or they know, but they don't care. Ay, so sad. I mean, we'll get to the Jimmy Carter thing last because it's the longest one. I just have a bunch of brief news bits here that I want to mark off. And then, enjoy Louis' amazing unsigned rock show, which keeps me pumping. And all the other great hip-hop stuff that he plays as well.
Yeah, we don't got any hip-hop today. We got Father from Resolution, some new music from Father from Resolution. I'm sorry. Got some more from The Salutation. We got some songs from Pui. New music from Pui. I played their previous stuff here, and also a new one from Jay Luna, which he has some freaky ass music, but I love the fuck out of it. So.
Yo, so everybody definitely check out the blog, crotchshotradio.com.
Mm-hmm. And also, the final Sunday of every month, there's always an event going on in Journal Square.
This month should be a big event. A lot of people are RSVPing for it already.
Oh, really? Told you. You promote early. It gives people a chance to join up. So definitely. Oh goodness, maybe I gotta make another sticky. Probably have to make another sticky. So that way.
We'll do that later. We'll do that at the end of the weekend. I'm not concerned about that right now. There's a bunch of other news stories that are coming your way. First of all, the big announcement is that we are launching a poster contest and that's just going to be phase one of a publicity stunt that we're doing as big as the Charlie Sheen thing. And we're also going to be participating in the new contest for Alex Jones, the $10,000 poster contest, video contest, where whoever can make the best 9/11 truth video in the style of the 20 questions that, to Obama that Charlie Sheen did, whatever your interpretation of that is, can win $10,000. So we're going to be doing that. We're going to be launching our own contest. And another special announcement, which I will make not yet, but I will say that it's going to be an actor endorsing Jersey City 9/11 Truth Movement, Peace Movement, and We Are Changed New Jersey. It's going to be huge publicity for us. And it's going to be another movie screening, a follow-up to the 9/12 conference that we had. So, yeah, a lot of great 9/11 truth news still coming out on the blog. I want to mention this before I get to the news briefs. There's only five of them. You can check me out, a 15-second clip of me, on Chile TV. I just posted the clip of me on Chilean television. It's in English, the interview. They added subtitles, which was good because I thought they were going to dub over me. And I also thought it could have been a hit piece. I didn't know what to expect. So amazing job there. Great reporting where they show both sides of the story. They also show you how dumb Americans are because he goes... the interviewer over to this couple who are talking about how they lost somebody at the World Trade Center. And the wife goes, or whatever, the aunt, the female relative, says, what channel is this for? And he says, Chile. And the husband goes, like in Europe. Oy, just the stupidity of Americans. And they also have some really funny graphics of Obama and Bush and Bill Clinton getting punched in the face. So that was cool. check that out.
Bill Clinton, too.
Yeah, I posted a nice high-quality version of it now. I had a bootlegged one up there before. This is the HD original. So check that out. Chile TV, I'm at around 2 minutes and 55 seconds. So about the 3-minute mark is where you can hear my
But definitely watch
comments.
The whole video. Definitely.
Oh, yeah,
watch.
No, definitely.
That's
where you can find the Crowdshot co-host there. And then another great video from California, a blog post that I entitled, What Happens When Everyone Becomes the 9/11 Truther? You know, what if everybody starts asking serious questions and showing up everywhere and just going totally ape, asking their congressmen, asking their local police, just everything, and just joining up with their elected officials to take back the country? What happens then when 100% believes that it was a cover-up? I mean, we're slowly but surely approaching a climax here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Gerald Celente is on Russia Today, the next clip on our blog, saying that the Second American Revolution is imminent. That we are headed towards total bankruptcy, and when that happens, it's going to be some kind of revolution here. And we can choose right now whether we want to make it into a peaceful, artistic renaissance of consciousness, or are we going to actually buckle down and let some heads roll. Now, I'm not advocating violence. I've been consistent in that. But, you know, when push comes to shove, you're going to have to get your priorities straight. You know, especially when we have people like Geraldo and the rest of them calling us terrorists, calling us kooks, calling us racists, Holocaust deniers, you name it. It's just so serious what's taking place in America right now. And we got architects and engineers, 840 of them, almost 1,000 in America. And then they said that when they reach 1,000 architects in each country, then they will march on Washington. This is according to Richard Gage's recent statements. He says that when they get 1,000 architects from every country, signed up the petition, all of them, international march for 9/11 truth by the architects and engineers on Washington. So this is very exciting to see this happening. 840, almost reaching their goal with Richard Gage's organization. Absolutely amazing what's happening. But let's not talk about that. Let's focus on Kanye West and Rihanna and Jay-Z. That's more important.
Wait. Look, Glenn, I'm really proud of you and all, but Beyonce had the best video this entire year. The best video. Thanks.
And we don't. And also, remember, Patrick Swayze's dead. We don't have to worry about 9/11 anymore, because Patrick Swayze, just like Michael Jackson, was a national, international news story for like almost 2 months, just like Anna Nicole Smith. But
2 months? Did he just die? Like, did he just die on
you
the
14th? We should really try to get that, maybe another episode, that Wolf Blitzer clip. That was great, Louis. Is Anna Nicole Smith still dead?
Yep. Oh, goodness. Or what is what?
They're showing you who they are right now, folks. It's just so obvious. And then we have Bloomberg as a Matrix agent with the dark sunglasses, just like Jay-Z wears dark sunglasses. Bloomberg is a Matrix agent on the cover of the Village Voice. I mean, come on, folks. There's a movement happening in America. We're agreeing on a lot of things. I think we can all agree that no matter what level of government you're at, whether it's federal, state, or local, it's total tyranny in your face. And the main theme of the article is Bloomberg keeps his billions separate from mayoral obligations. Yeah, right. He's a fascist. He mixes his corporation with the government. He's a double dipper. He's a CEO of a private media network, and he's also the freaking mayor of New York City, one of the most powerful cities on the planet.
Right.
I just really wish you luck, Louie, with your film, because I'm going to promote that like crazy when that comes out, because I'm watching the Jay-Z Deception right now. I'm on the second to last part of it, and this is absolutely amazing. It's inspiring me to make my own films now, so just keep up the good work, Louie, and check out all the other great stories that we have up there on the site, because we are just overflowing with information, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I just hope there's like a lot of independent people. That
where?
A lot of independent. No, running. A lot of independents running wherever there's an election going on.
They got the 9/11 referendum now on the ballot.
Yeah.
So I mean, get out there, folks. Don't just sit on your asses. Show these Democrats. Democrat horse. You know
that you're not
buying it. You know, from Bill Clinton to Barack Obama, it's ridiculous, man. They're fascists. They're corporate puppets. Nothing changes, man. It's just the Pentagon and the CIA and the rest of them, all the psycho scientists chronicling our every move, stealing our best ideas, they're the ones running the show. It has nothing to do with Congress or the president anymore. I mean, get that through your thick head. All right, I really got to cover these articles real quick. I'm going to blitz this. And then we can enjoy the smooth sounds of Crotch Shot Radio.
Smooth sounds. Oh, you mean CSR? There is no such thing as crotch shot anymore, because you can't say crotch. Crotch is against the law. You can't say nothing. You really just can't say nothing on the internet. Oh, we're going to get sued. Oh, we're trying to build a family-oriented website. Let me just jump in. This is what burns my ass. Why I got to fucking worry about you having kids? Why I gotta freaking adjust my life because you decided to skeet in your wife or your girlfriend or a one-nighter, and it's like, oh, I gotta protect my kid from curse words, when, you know what, they...
Vanessa Hudgens nude pictures online. Protect your kids. Close their eyes now.
You know, seriously, why can't they just be parents? And you know what? Guess what? If maybe TalkShoe is not a place for you if you're worried about people cursing. We're trying to make it family oriented. Why?
And honestly, even the big reporters and big name celebrities and stuff, get over yourselves. You're human, just like the rest of us. Erin Andrews, the ESPN reporter who got caught naked at her hotel room changing. The video wasn't even that sexy, and she's all embarrassed that people saw her naked and it's out there on the internet. And it's like, get over yourself. You should have
took the ball
and rolled with it.
Yeah, well, in her defense, it wasn't like she was trying to
No,
do,
but it wasn't to, pornographic, you know, in the least, man. Pornography is different.
Yeah,
than...
but still, you know, her privacy was violated.
Yeah, but she doesn't really have a reputation, though, to uphold.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, well, that, but still, you know,
she should
know,
go into
you...
porn, man. Fuck ESPN. I'm just being real.
I totally agree, but you know, if you're gonna be butt ass naked in your own in a locked door and somebody's gonna be peeking at you like that, then there's some problems. There's more problems than
Blitzer is a long legged Mac Daddy.
Sometimes
Bill O'Reilly is a long legged Mac Daddy. He likes Fox News correspondents and MSNBC correspondents.
You fucked it up. But I'm just saying, you know, if you know her, I kind of feel bad for her. I'm like, yeah, you can't.
Nah, man, they're all Satan's little helpers, man. They're all New World Order news anchor cocksuckers, man. Fuck them all. Pokemon, gotta fuck them all.
Fuck it, I got nothing.
All right, and I'm back. On the more serious side, a couple Associated Press pieces here, and then back to reality.
Back to not caring.
But anyway.
Reality.
Ex-Lehman broker sentenced for scheme. A former Lehman Brothers broker has been ordered to serve 2,000 hours of community service for his role in an insider trading scheme. Frederick Bowers was sentenced yesterday by federal judge George Daniels after he pleaded guilty to securities fraud charges. Daniels also ordered Bowers to pay $15,000 fine and $12,000 in forfeiture. So, yeah, fuck you, Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Goldman Sachs is a long-legged Mac Daddy.
He sure is.
Okay, and here we go. This is the brief, and then we'll read the full detail article in a minute from the Epoch Times. Obama to Carter, not a race issue. Reuters. President Barack Obama's spokesman publicly disagreed with former President Jimmy Carter that some conservative opposition is based on race. The president does not think it is based on the color of skin, said Robert Gibbs, White House spokesman. But you're still going to call us racist, even though it's right there, Associated Press. You're still going to call us racist, even though the administration is admitting that it's not about race. And that the Joker poster is entirely appropriate. You're also not going to admit that, because a guy was just arrested for posting them. That was on InfoWars the other day. And Chris Arnold being shut down for his political hate speech. It's just, wake up, America. They're putting a stranglehold on you. They're trying to silence you, trying to duct tape your mouth and your lips closed. Associated Press, New York City's jobless rate above 10%. The unemployment rate in NYC rose to 10.3%, the highest since 1993, said the State Labor Department. Doug Turetsky, communications director of the city's independent budget office, said the uptick in unemployment was no surprise. In fact, the job losses haven't been as bad as many have forecast. So it's rising steadily, and yet it's not bad. So total doublethink. When we did our last forecast, we were projecting 250,000 job losses. The Bloomberg administration said we were being too optimistic. But it turns out we were being too pessimistic. The losses were about 100,000. And it seems unlikely it's going to double. But the greatest number of losses have been in the highest paying sectors of securities, professional services, and information, AP. Don't worry. Ben Bernanke said that the recession is over. So go back to sleep, America. Your government is in control once again. Barack Obama is now the leader of the free world, and, he's the president of the world. He's a global president. He's the world leader of the New World Order. He's going to save us, Big Brother Barack. He's going to save us from the economic depression worldwide. Two more here, and the feature presentation, of course, the Epoch Times article, Reuters. Obama disagrees with Jimmy Carter on race issue. That's coming up right after this. Another good one from the Epoch Times here by Ram Srinivasan, some Indian guy there. Had trouble with that name. Pfizer Corporation to pay billions of dollars in Bextra drug settlement for illegal marketing. And this other drug called Geodon. What's up with these freaking drug names, man? It sounds like a Star Wars convention.
Yeah. This is, we're going to have some Jar Jar juice. Or some Tauntaun burgers or something. Or Tauntaun. Or Tatooine pills.
Yeah, so this is from the Epoch Times. We mentioned this story on our last episode of the Crotch Shot. I mean CSR program.
CSR, yeah.
Pfizer to pay billions to settle Bextra and Geodon illegal marketing. Farmacia and Upjohn, a subsidiary of Pfizer Inc., pleaded guilty. See, it's always about these front companies. They always have multiple drug fronts. so they can hide behind them and get away with all their illegal marketing. I mean, again, Bayer Corporation, mainstream media, I forgot what network that was, but they covered the fact that Bayer had a whole batch of medicine infected with AIDS, with HIV virus, and then they sold it to Asia and India because they couldn't sell it in the U.S. They still made a profit off it. I mean, can you imagine? And I see stories like this all the time, and it just makes me so mad. A subsidiary of Pfizer, Inc. pleaded guilty to one count of felony of misbranding at the U.S. District Court in Boston in promotion of Pfizer painkiller Bextra. The guilty plea for the illegal promotion of Bextra was expected after the parent company on September 2nd agreed to record $2.3 billion settlement to a federal probe on illegal drug promotions for uses that were not approved by U.S. regulators. The settlement is the largest company settlement in pharmaceutical industry in the United States. Meanwhile, Pfizer has also settled with Oregon and many other states over alleged illegal marketing of the drug called Geodon, agreeing to pay $33 million to those states. Geodon had been approved by the FDA to treat some forms of schizophrenia, again, a totally made-up disease. It's a collective catch-all term for anything ranging from conspiracy weirdos, conspiracy theorists, to ufologists. So schizophrenia isn't even a real disease, and they have all these drugs to market against it. If you're if you're into mushrooms or weed, if you're a pothead, that makes you schizophrenic. Totally ridiculous, made up claim. And bipolar disorder in adults, but Oregon and 4.2 and 42 other U.S. states besides Oregon alleged that Pfizer was promoting Geodon for unapproved uses, such as use by children and use of higher doses than were approved. I mean, Louis, do you want to just say anything about our good friends at the big pharma industry there?
I say no to drugs.
On liberal air America, I think it was, where they talked about Obama made a backdoor deal with some guy that he said he would never partner with in one of his TV ads. I mean, where do we draw the line? How come people can't see that Obama is evil when he's sucking the cock of all these big corporations, man?
I don't know. Really, the only way to just combat this is what I've learned. You just got to learn how to say no, and you got to stop taking their meds, stop drinking their water, stop doing stuff that they give you because it's obviously wrong. Do the complete opposite of what they tell you to do. You know? Stop giving them money.
But no matter how many scandals Obama has already in his first 9 months, how come people can't see that he's a total liar and a criminal?
Because they don't want to see it. That's all. They just don't want to see it. They don't want to have to deal with it because they don't want to have the responsibility. It's like when it's like in my case, did I want to have to do what I did? No, I didn't want to do it. But I saw something wrong, and something had to be done, and no one was going to do
something.
It's like
you point out all these inconsistencies, how he's continuing the Patriot Act.
Yeah.
We read that to you the other day, how he's continuing the Patriot Act, the spying and the secret prisons and Bagram and torture. And by the way, they still haven't closed Guantanamo. It's still operational. And they're spending billions of dollars invading Afghanistan and Iraq, and he's talking about a new war with Pakistan.
What?
And you have the nerve to call us racist when we're talking about the issues, the fact that he's continuing the Bush policies, Even Cynthia McKinney and black people like KRS-One have said that this is Bushism without Bush, that it's the same thing as before, except they put a black face on the New World Order.
Right.
I mean, Louis, what's your take on, besides no to drugs, what's your take on the whole Obama Big Pharma connection and the whole healthcare debate?
Goodness, I mean, there really isn't no debate because now we have congressmen who are not being penalized for calling him a liar when it's like, this has no provision for illegal aliens. Liar! And he's true. It's right. He is a liar for saying that. Because it definitely does. It does give them free health care that we're going to have to pay into. Illegal immigrants don't pay into anything because they're illegal.
No human is illegal. No human is illegal. Si se puede. Si se puede.
Yeah, and this is... Yeah, really? Really? And look, as a Puerto Rican...
Meanwhile, they have radio stations called La Raza and La Invasora.
Yeah, the race, the invasora, the invader, yeah. You know, but they, Mexicans do, illegal Mexicans, they come in here, and they come in illegal, and they get cocky because, oh, we didn't get caught, and then
they
start.
They hate America. It's just like
do.
That clip
they
you posted.
Really, they really do.
You posted that great clip like a month ago, Louis, of the kid getting dragged away by the cops.
Yeah, because. Yeah, and then they're all celebrating shit. Look, you're in our country. You're in our country. How come you can't? What's so? Yes, it's what $16,000.
This is coming from a Hispanic person. People, Louis B. is an American and loves liberty.
Especially my freedom of speech. I mean, you don't go into somebody else's country and shit all over it. They come here. Yeah, they take our jobs because they work for less wage. They freaking crowd a one-bedroom apartment. And, you know, and then they send that money back home. They come, they act like they own everything. And some of them, they come in here, they're married, but they have girlfriends. And they have kids with those girlfriends. But let's say I'm in a club and I'm like, I see a single chick. She ain't with nobody. She ain't with nobody. You start talking to some Mexican dude will come up to you and like, hey, stop talking to my girl. She's like, I'm not your girl. All right, oh, you're this, you're that. Oh, let's take this outside. And you're like, okay, let's take this outside. Oh, no, I was just playing. I'm just playing.
If anything, they're the racists because they're the ones who hate America.
Yeah, no, they straight out racist. They hate Puerto Ricans because
they hate
they
hate white people too, man. They're like,
yeah, they hate white
people. The whitey's
white
the
people.
Devil.
They,
America
they
is it's all a white conspiracy. When really, our country has been hijacked, and Bill Moyers has done specials called The Secret Government or The Shadow Government on PBS 20 years ago in the 1980s.
Yeah.
And we're crazy.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get my friend Nicole. She's black, and shit. All right.
Well,
she's
because I want to. This is the feature presentation. Epoch Times, Reuters. It's a huge story right now. Obama disagrees with Jimmy Carter on issue of race. Reuters, Associated Press. This is the big enchilada right here. So get your friend on the line. This is perfect.
Yeah. Let me get her on because she lives in Los Angeles and she has to deal with these assholes.
So she's anti-Obama?
Of course. No, she knows everything about the New World Order. She's
fantastic. Nice.
Yes. I hope she's okay, man. She's having a kid. She's having a kid and, you know, she's doing the right thing. Okay, hopefully she picks up.
Guess not. Do we have any other black sores can call?
You have reached Nicole Walker for...
Oh, wow.
She sounds hot.
Yeah, she's pretty. Yeah, hold on. Let me call her on her. Let me call... hold on.
Do you have any other black friends you can call?
They're all working.
In the cotton fields.
No.
Sigh. 2 million Americans marched on 9/12, and all of them are crazy. All of them are racist.
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, and that's the thing. They did it.
And the media tried saying it's thousands. It was no, it was hundreds of thousands, if not millions. Okay, you liar.
Yeah, I was actually watching this video from How the World Works by Lee Dorian, which I'm trying to freaking get him on this show. The thing is, they try to say, oh, well, this is because of Glenn Beck. And they're like, no, if this was just right directly after, I forgot something, like directly after, like, not 9/11, but some event that took place. I forgot the explanation, but if this would have happened like a week later, then it would be the 9/16 March on Washington. So they weren't trying to hijack Glenn Beck's thing or go along with Glenn Beck's thing.
Oh, no, exactly. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. Had nothing to do with Glenn Beck at
Fuck
all.
Fuck Glenn Beck.
Yeah.
Motherfucking provocateur. No, I wouldn't go that far. That's an inaccurate
stupid
statement.
Motherfuckers, you stupid motherfuckers, you stupid motherfuckers.
And he has a book out. It's just so tough. And John Stossel just switched networks. He's coming to Fox. Hopefully they kick Glenn Beck off. I hope he starts living in a car again or whatever he was doing before he came to Fox News. He was homeless, apparently.
He became a Mormon. He became a Mormon because he wants to just fuck his wife.
He's a piece of trash. Born and bred.
Yeah.
I said he was born trash.
Damn, man. This is the music show, and we're almost an hour into the first hour, and no music.
Okay, well, this is the last thing here.
Yeah.
This is the pièce de résistance.
Yes.
Oh, God, are you ready for this one?
I'm ready for it. Come and bring it. Oh, I'm ready for it.
I might have to put this on YouTube, so don't spoil my narration here of this. I mean, obviously you can comment on it, but don't screw it up. I want to take this second and maybe load it.
So don't do that?
Bingo.
Or this? Perhaps this? Maybe this?
The person you're trying to reach is drunk. Please try your call again.
You're a filthy whore!
So don't do anything like that. Hello?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I got it out of my system.
Okay, sweet.
Okay, baby. I have to spank you sometimes, you know.
Man, I mean, what's up with the callers? It's a Friday show. Come on, people.
Well, that's because we're not featured. We're still being fucking blocked. For I don't know why, I've emailed them TalkShoe Security, and you know they still you know it probably has nothing to do with what I did. Somebody was complaining. Some had a whole bunch of haters complaining. They all want to start shit with me, and then when I get back out, I was like, oh my god!
All right, check this out.
I'm not changing the fucking name. It's the Crotch Shot Radio Show. It's not the suck my fucking cock hour. No, it's not. It's not called the I'm gonna rape you. It's not like I'm gonna rape you in the ass. Crotch is a freaking
biological term.
It's a biological term, like he said, and it crotch shot. And if the first thought you're thinking is that it's pornographic, then that's your problem. The crotch shot is like a kick to the nuts, and then you freaking people made me change my logo when it had no nudity, nothing like that. Okay, you know, come on.
It's a cartoon.
If getting kicked in the nuts is offensive, then holy shit, America's Funniest Videos is gonna be is gonna be canceled very soon.
Oh, man.
Because 90% of their videos is some dude taking a hit to the balls.
That deserves reading rainbow.
You know, freaking people.
No, for real, because that's how dumb Americans are. It's all base humor.
I mean, 90% of it is like getting kicked in the nuts, catching a fucking football or baseball to the fucking crotch, and yeah, I'm offensive if I have a picture of a chick kicking a dude in the balls.
We have all these people on these news reports, you know, pretending like they care. What is the Obama Joker poster? What does this teach our children? It's in the shape of a cartoon, so kids will be brainwashed by it. That's... Stop pretending you're patriots. Stop destroying the country. Stop with your fake 9/12 movement. Just stop it. Stop it.
Stop it.
All right, here we go. And then I'm out. Mm-hmm. Reuters. Obama disagrees with Jimmy Carter on race issue. President Barack Obama's spokesman publicly disagreed with former President Jimmy Carter over Carter's contention that some conservative opposition to Obama is based on race. The president does not think it is based on the color of his skin, said White House spokesman Robert Gibbs. Carter injected race into Obama's struggle for a health care overhaul after South Carolina Republican Representative Joe Wilson shouted, "You lie," at Obama during a health care speech in Congress last week. And thousands of conservatives, those millions of conservatives and liberals and independents, rallied in opposition to Obama at demonstrations on 9/12 in Washington. I think an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity toward PBO, President Barack Obama, is based on the fact that he is a black man, said former President Carter on NBC News. He said, "This racism inclination still exists, and I think it's bubbled up to the surface because of the belief among many white people, birthers, not just in the South, but around the country, that African Americans are not qualified to lead this great country. It's an abominable circumstance, and it grieves me and concerns me very deeply." End quote. Jimmy Carter. Carter's remark drew the condemnation of Michael Steele, who was the first African American to become a chairman of the Republican National Committee. Said Michael Steele, "President Carter is just flat out wrong. This is not about race. It's about the policies," end quote, said he in a statement. "This is a pathetic distraction by the Democrats to shift attention away from the president's wildly unpopular ideas about government-run health care that the American people simply oppose," end quote. Obama, who is America's first black president, has been steering clear of this issue weeks after he injected himself into a debate about racism in Massachusetts after black Harvard professor Henry Louis Gates was arrested at his own house on suspicions of breaking in. After Obama created an uproar saying that the police had acted stupidly, he later expressed great regret for the tone of his remarks and held a beer summit to rectify the situation. Spokesman for the White House, Gibbs, said the uproar among Obama's opponents was more likely a reaction to some of the decisions that Obama has made, such as bank and auto bailouts, ick fucking exactly. You fucking morons. This is what the Alex Jones movie Obama Deception is about. It's about the fact that no matter who was in office, that these bailouts are totally unconstitutional and totally bankrupting our country, and that McCain is no different than Obama or Bush or Kerry or Clinton or any of them, or Carter, for that matter. It's about the issues. They're destroying this country, people. $23.7 trillion with a T, according to the New York Post, as reported by Special Inspector General of the Treasury, Neil Barofsky, in his own audit of the Fed and the administration of Barack Obama. Total projected spending, $23.7 trillion. And Robert Gibbs, you know, tongue-in-cheek here, finishes out the article by saying, "We understand that people have had disagreements with some of the decisions that we've made." Yeah, no kidding, you fucking jerk.
Yeah, word.
No fucking kidding. We had the, what's her name? The old lady, the reporter.
Helen Thomas.
Thank you. Helen Thomas saying that this is one of the most secretive administrations in history and you promised all this transparency. That's exactly what I said in the Chile TV clip for the international news segment. I said, there is no change. All the evidence shows 9 months into his presidency and we are worse off than we were before Barack Obama. We are even deeper in debt. They are launching new wars. They are recruiting our children for spy programs. And the CIA is publishing advertisements virtually everywhere. They're offering free swine flu shots at my job now. If you buy $100 in health and beauty accessories, you get a free swine flu shot. $30 value. Sign up now. Just sign up for the eugenics matrix, culture of death. Just enjoy the New World Order. This is Enemy Combatant signing off for the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Don't let them censor you. Don't let them taser you. And strike back with the truth. Peace, love, and revolution.
Well, at this point, it's not so much love. So, anyways, yeah, that was Enemy Combatant with the news. He usually does the news Mondays and Wednesdays and commentary. There's a lot of shit going on in the world, but this is the Unsigned Artist Music Show. We're gonna start the music right after these messages. Join us. Please start inviting people to listen to the fucking show. Please, thank you very much. Bye. Damn it! I played myself off by accident. I'm a dick.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel. Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner. That is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you. When you visit the Crotch Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outfit, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day. Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood.
Not really.
Some of the benefits of Delivery.com, save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order which you can redeem for prices. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points only from Delivery.com. Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Are you tired? All the bullshit in the world, the time for political correctness is over. Listen to Crotch Shot Radio Show, hosted by Louis B. with Benny Carnero and Enemy Combatant, live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. This is war! Welcome back. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, Unsigned Artist Rock Party. It may be a freaking talk show would have more fucking vision and let people actually do their thing instead of fucking censoring people. This is the internet, for fuck's sake. Damn. Goodness, if I had the money to start my own thing, I would. Oh, crap. You know, I complied, but hey, basically, it's go fuck yourself. That's what Louis B. gets. Louis B. gets to go fuck yourself. So, yeah. Damn it. So... oh, man. Anyways, we're going to be starting this off. We got... oh, God. Who sings this song? Let's do Farther From Resolution with Move on the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Hello.
that was Far From Resolution with their song, Move On. Check out there on MySpace, and if I could get to it, MySpace.com/FarFromResolution. Or actually, it's FarFromResolution.com, which is linked to their MySpace page, which is MySpace.com/FFRock. FFR Rock, you know, MySpace.com/FFR Rock. They're going to be, they're going to be playing with Taproot. Okay, this is was September 19th at 5 p.m. They're going to be at Oral Fix transmission on WCWP 88.1 FM. They're going to be at the opening. They're going to be at the Crazy Donkey opening for Cold and Taproot on September 20th in Farmingdale, New York. October 9th at 9 p.m., DJ Riders with Craving Strange at Oceanside, New York. And Mentally Ill in Amityville, Freedom. Father From Resolution is going to be playing the Halloween Extravaganza at Ollie's Point on October 31st. So, actually, let me try to get Mike on. Let me see if I can call him. Call Mike, see what's going on. See, yeah, Father From Resolution. We played some of their other stuff from Father From Resolution. Let me see if I can find it here.
Pick up.
Pick up, Mike. Pick up, Mike. Mike, pick up, Mike. Pick up. Pick up, Mike. Yes.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Mike. Just leave a message and I'll get back to you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, Mike, what's up? This is Louis B. I was calling you from Skype. We're broadcasting right now.
If you're satisfied with the message,
son
press
of a
1.
Bitch.
To listen to your message, press 2. To erase...
Fuck it. Anyway. Yeah, we got... we got the salutation. We're going to play this next clip. This next song. This is from The Salutation with... Far From Over on the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Is how they like it, so they use me and you. We have got to go. There's no room for non-confused or you're confused for uncontrollable. I see the faces when you set up and consolidate. Our tendency to treat every day like a holiday. There's no plans for nothing but the dance floor. Our romance or something of the sort. Don't let them take it away. Don't let them take away. Now this is our night. You're about to carry us away. It's time to break away. It's time to break away. Sing it out loud.
Let me hear what you have to say.
It's far from over.
You know he's running to it.
was the salutation with Far From Over. They got some two new tracks there from Texas. Here we got October 10th at 8 p.m. They're going to be in Austin, Texas at Club Mix on 6th Street. October 16th at 9 p.m. Trees in Deep Ellum in Dallas, Texas. And December 31st at 9 p.m. New Year's Eve Bash sponsored by Subaru at the Max in Carlton, Texas. So definitely check them out. Hopefully they come to New York soon because they are fucking fantastic. Yeah, definitely check them out. I just closed out their fucking their thing here. Oh my goodness. Ready, let's see. Yeah, I just oh shit on a stick, or something's going wrong with this thing here. So yes. So yeah, definitely check them out. That they're the Salutation. We're gonna play another one of their songs. This is a Diagnosis.
They took you with ease and see that you need visit. If you got a illness, we can get a paycheck. If it's not a sickness, we can find some symptoms here. I got a list that we're rinsing from here to there. Can't speak, can't sleep, something's impaired. Can't breathe, I can't speak, I need more than air. Called you for a fear. If you knew a challenge, you'd hold on to something. But the lessons will last just to keep us going. With all these prescriptions and vacant solutions, I'm under pressure. You can be dissected, worked into a verse. I can swallow your lies and let me hide the hurt. No, I got a problem when I'm feeling this strong. You tell me that my feelings are wrong. Why aren't you listening? What kind of doctor's system is this for real? I'm medication and intentions to kill my creativity. If you knew what's coming, you'd hold on to something. Before I help my last trick to keep it going. With all these prescriptions and vacant solutions, come on, I'm never lost.
Again, that was the Salutation with the with Diagnosis. Check them out, myspace.com/thesalutation. We're going to try to get Gilbert on. See if any of these guys want to pick up and be on the show today. Again, they're from Texas. Fantastic kick-ass band. Let's see what their tour dates are going. Like I said, October 10th, 2009, 8 p.m. They're going to be at Club Mix on 6th Street in Austin, Texas. October 16th at 9 p.m. in Trees in Deep Elm in Dallas, Texas. December 31st, New Year's Eve, at 9 p.m. New Year's Eve Bash sponsored by Subaru at the Max at Carlton, Texas.
Hi, this is Roland Rangel. Can I reach my phone right now?
Back on you.
Give me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Gilbert, what's up? It's me, Louis B., host of the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Try to get you on for an interview. Guess we missed each other. Next time, send me an email, crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. We just played both your songs. They're fucking kick-ass. Keep doing the good work. You're doing the Lord's work, my friend. You are doing the Lord's work. Hopefully, you guys make it to New York City. When you do, let me know. I'm showing up. Definitely. All right. One. All right. That's we're going to play this next one from Far From Resolution with their song Save Us.
I don't know what to do. Can't hold back from dreaming.
That was Farther From Resolution with their song Save Us. I'm going to try to let me try to get this guy on the phone. We need to get him on the phone. Oh, God. Alrighty. Me. Mike. Let's try to get Mike again. It's going to, be fucking fantastic. Get him on the show. We're going to try to get J-Lo. Now we're going to try to get Jonathan. Jonathan Luna.
Hello?
Mike, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? How are you?
So far, so good. We actually just finished playing your song, Save Us and Move On.
Oh, awesome. Thanks, man.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking fantastic, dude.
I appreciate it.
I'm not trying to ride your jack or nothing, but it kicks ass. It kicks ass.
Thanks, man.
I sent you the email did you guys get in contact with the Trash Bar?
You know what? I still haven't gotten in contact with them right now. I'm working on getting some shows in November together. So as soon as I get everything all together, because we also have some pretty cool, some other opportunities that may be coming our way kind of like date sensitive. We're not 100% sure.
Okay.
We actually might be opening for Power Man 5000 in November.
Oh. Wow.
And, Sunday we're opening for Capricorn Cold and,
You
know, we got some other stuff. I know we're on tap to actually open for Andrew WK. So, I'm just kind of like working everything around that stuff.
Be careful with that guy. That guy is nuts, man. He breaks his own nose just for shits and giggles. That dude.
Yeah, so I've heard.
Yeah. So you know, you've seen the cover of his first debut album, man. He bloody knows. Dude's nuts.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
He was in Jackass, man. I don't mess with no dude from Jackass. You don't know
what they're going to do.
You don't know what they're going to do, and then you punch him in the face, and they're just laughing about it. I'm like, oh, shit. Jesus. So, Farther From Resolution, I don't know if I think you've been on the show before, right?
Yeah, we actually, since then, have officially changed it to FFR, not Farther From Resolution anymore.
Oh, why the change?
Who the hell remembers Farther From Resolution?
Well, I do.
You know what? Honestly, you're like one of the first people who have. We get it constantly messed up. People go Farther From Restitution, Far From The Truth, Far From This. Every possible made-up way imaginable, it's on there.
Oh, trust me. I get the same. Maybe I should do what you guys did with the name of the show, because it's like crotch shot. I'm like, Crotch Shot Radio Show. Yes. Maybe.
How do you not know crotch?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they're right. Maybe I should change the name. I'm getting fluff from the brass here and be like, oh, you know, the name's too offensive. Okay, yeah. So maybe, maybe that is a good idea, good marketing move. Just CSR Radio or TCS or CSR.
Yeah,
there you go, CSR. CSR. There you go.
Nice. So what are you guys doing the show? You're doing a show now, right?
Yeah, we're live right now, my friend.
Oh.
Yeah.
Here I am. I'm looking like an idiot.
No, you're not. Not much. Don't worry. No one listens to the show anyways.
I remember I was on probably like a year ago, maybe even more than that. It was like a year ago, and you guys contacted me.
Yeah.
I was laughing my ass off, man. Laughing my ass off at your show.
Oh goodness! I'm being forced to tone it down though.
Oh really?
Yeah, you can't make jokes involving black people getting drugged behind trucks. Yeah.
Yeah, but what other jokes are there?
I know, right?
Nah, man. It's you know what? Honestly, like everybody's getting everything toned down. I mean, that's why we got the whole. Radio edit. That's why you got the radio edits of our songs, because we're doing a lot of all-age shows, and we're giving our CD out to these, like, 8- and 9-year-old kids, and we're like, here you go, you know, whatever, and it says, like, fuck, like, 8 times, you know? And it, you know, and my little cousin is, like, 8 years old. She adopted from Russia, and she's just kind of, like, hanging out. She loves the music and this and that, and I'm singing, and I'm just like, should I be saying this shit? Should I be saying this to these people?
Yeah, I know, so, right? I mean, but then again, you're no Jonas Brothers, though. You're not no Miley Cyrus. I mean, what the fuck? You're trying to get the 18, 19, 20-year-old pussy. You're not trying to get raisins.
Well, you know, hey, raisins you need loving too, you know.
Whoa. Wow, that's...
Hey.
First pedophilic joke of the day has been sponsored by FFR. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey, you know, at least I'm making the jokes. It's out of your hands now.
Yeah, I know, right? This sucks. Sucks.
Yeah, man, but, I appreciate you guys playing this stuff. You know, it's awesome to have you guys support. We're really working hard, finally releasing this album. It should be out, you know, sometime in the fall.
Right.
It sucks. It seems like we should definitely name it Chinese Democracy too. It's
wow.
Just taken
yeah.
for freaking ever, you know. But, you know, it should be out this fall. And, you know, you've obviously previewed some of the songs. And should be more ahead.
Yeah, like I said, it's fucking fantastic. Since, you know, I don't have a car, so I can't really head out to Long Island much.
The Queen's like, I can take the subway everywhere. Is that what it is?
That and insurance in Brooklyn is fucking ridiculous.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just, you know, I got a friend, he's paying like $3,000 a year.
That sucks. That's not cool.
Yeah,
that ain't cool at all.
Like they just rape you. They rape you hard.
Shit, really?
Yeah,
really. Yeah, man. It sucks. Me, I'm turning 25 in November,
mm-hmm.
so that's finally when my rates go down. So hopefully soon, I'm not gonna be paying out the nose. Maybe I can eventually move out of my house.
Ah. Yeah.
Well, yeah, man.
Where will you move? Where will you go?
Where would I go? I have no idea. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Maybe in a basement somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, just
you know,
don't move in. Don't move in with the girlfriend, because that's how they get you by the balls.
It's tough, man. It's tough. They want that. That's what they want. They want to get out. But you know, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. You know, everything changes, man. Everything changes.
Yes.
It's freaking crazy. You know.
So
always busy.
Yeah. So when's I read some of your tour dates going on. Let me freaking go to your damn site again. It's FFR Rocks on the MySpace.
FFR Band.
FFR Band.
Oh yeah, that's right. FFR Rocks on the MySpace. Yeah, everybody takes our names. So.
Oi.
But easy way to get to the site is FFRband.com.
Okay. Oh, I still have it under fartherfromresolution.com. Yeah, it's FFR.
Yeah, you can still get there that way, too.
It is FFR Rock.
Yeah, you know what? That's because FFR Band was actually taken by some guy.
Really?
I don't even think it was a band. It was just some guy.
Hmm.
You can check that out, too. But, we're going to be playing Sunday. We're going to be at the Crazy Donkey in Farmingdale opening up for... Taproot and Cold, a couple of little bands from the past, you know. No,
yeah,
it's Trapped, man.
Oh, that's Trapped?
Yeah. Yeah, close. No. Oh. Taproot is, this song is a poem to myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came
and
out at
Cold,
this
nobody.
Yeah.
Cold nobody really cares about because they were very just dark and dreary. I probably shouldn't be saying that if there's any listeners and whatnot, but.
Wow. Well, don't worry.
It's too sad.
So what happened? Did Taproot become an unsigned band overnight again?
I don't know what's going on with that. You know, like, I know they went to an indie label or something like that. I don't know. These record companies are ridiculous.
Right. Hey, maybe I should get them on if they're technically unsigned now.
What's that?
Maybe I should try to get them on, maybe since they're technically unsigned now.
Well, what if we get signed? Are we going to be allowed to be on?
I don't think so, because then I'm going to have to start paying the, like, $800,000 a month to for the license to play signed music. That's why I exclusively just play unsigned music.
Oh. All right, then we're going to try not to get signed.
Yeah, no. Don't do that. Don't do that. You know, you gotta get paid, you know?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's the nature of the beast, you know? It's like, I'm just here to try to help guys, like, get to the next level. Shit.
Hey, man, we appreciate that. There's not a lot of outlets for it anymore, and, you know, we're fortunate to be one of those bands you decide to help out, so I thank you so much for helping us out, man.
Well, I mean, if you guys didn't kick ass, I wouldn't, because you don't see me playing Miley Cyrus.
Oh, she kicks ass.
Well, you know, she's a few years from a stripper pole anyway, so.
No, yeah. Aren't they all, though?
Yeah, I know, but, you know, it's, some of them actually look good, like, what's that name, Vanessa Hudgens? Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, you think
it's wrong.
Yeah, do you think that Fagatito Zach Braff, whatever his name is hitting that?
The Jonas. Oh no. The guy from that's right. I forgot about that. He's different shit. Efron. He's probably getting mad ass, dude.
Man ass or mad ass?
No, mad. M-A-D. M-A-D. Maybe man ass too. Who knows?
Yeah, he looks like he gets the man ass too.
Oh, he probably could.
Yeah, well. It's not for me to judge. It's not for us to judge, I guess. You know, whatever. But it's a damn shame that he's locked that up. You know, if he's gay, you know, at least let her go have some fun. You know, that's what I need. That, you know, I hit out.
That's not a girl. That's not a girl. You just fucking go like that, man. No.
You can't be gay.
You can't put a front on dating that girl. That's just wasteful.
Yeah, it is. It is. That's just selfish. I mean, if that turns out to be true, I hope that Zac Efron ends up like Matthew Shepard.
Matthew Shepard. Oh, that guy, the friend too.
No. I'm talking about if Zac Efron turns out to be gay and he's like freaking Hitting Vanessa Hudgens and not hitting it, and just using her as a cover. I hope he ends up like Matthew Shepard. Matthew Shepard was the gay guy that was hung on the fence and beaten to death. I'm just saying.
Holy feels like a douche Batman.
What?
Holy feels like a douche Batman. I feel like an idiot. I totally forgot about that shit.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, did I just accidentally... Oh, fuck me. What the hell just happened? Oh, shit, I gotta hurry up and call him back. Oh, shit. Oh, shoot. Oh, hell, I can't believe I actually did that. Oh, fuck.
Oh, lovely Skype.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's like... Everybody knows when the show is on, so that's when they decide to start calling me and asking me asinine questions, and I accidentally hang up on you. I'm trying to close up all these fucking windows. I'm like, all right, shut up. Uh-oh, fuck.
Yeah, man. So wait. I have a weird question. I'm unfortunately a little out of the loop here.
Mm-hmm.
Did you not have a sidekick or some shit?
Yeah, I did. I do, but sometimes they're not available. So a lot of times I'm doing the show by myself.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Hey.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah.
I would eat their children. That's just me, though.
Eh, well, you know, one guy had to, in the first hour of the show, you know, we were talking about news and politics, and, you know, second hour he had to bounce, so it's, you know, I get to play music, so. So, anyways,
my dumbass.
Hmm?
And you get to talk to my dumbass.
Yeah, this ain't dumb. I don't know you personally, so, you know, you might be right, but I don't judge. I don't judge. I still got still hours. What's the story behind still hours?
Story behind still hours. It's best way to describe it because of the way it's spelt is there's two ways you could take it. Either still hours like HOURS, like moments in time that'll always be there. And then still hours is actually ORS, which is hours. It's a possession. My drummer and I, we actually were in a band. I'm going to leave the name off the air because I don't want anybody to listen to those fuckers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man, it's pretty much about, parting ways with somebody, thinking things are going well, and, think it was a clean breakup, and... they go around and kind of fuck you in the end. They kind of take what they did with us was they just fucking took our songs and didn't give us credit for them or anything like that. This particular song is actually partially comprised of music that we wrote. Actually, a song that we wrote and we just kind of took it. I reworked the lyrics and everything and. There you have it. It's an angry song. That's all. My drummer also sings in it. My bassist also sings in it. It's pretty. It's a pretty versatile thing. We're pretty fortunate to have three vocalists. So.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much the gist of it. It's claiming what is yours. You know.
Yeah, this is grimy as hell, man. It's grimy as hell that somebody would just screw you over like that.
Yeah, that's rock and roll, man,
Really?
It's cool because our names are on the copyright, so if they were to ever come after us, our names are on the copyright, so it's not that big of a deal. Plus, mm-hmm. we change the arrangement and stuff like that. So, we may get into a little bit of a legal type tiff, but, it's something that we can back up. And we're pretty fortunate to have been creative enough to kind of rework it the way it is, And it's kind of like the final fuck you to them. You set up meetings to work out any kind of stuff like that, and they kind of just fuck you over, release a CD, make money off the CD that all songs that you fucking wrote. So.
Well, don't you get a cut if that's the case, though?
Yeah. In a fair world, but they didn't do that, and they won't return our calls, and they're honestly not making enough to go after them, to pay a lawyer and shit like that. It doesn't pay.
Yeah. Okay.
But man, that's pretty much the gist of it, though.
Right. Damn.
So. Yeah. But you know what? It's the nature of the beast. You keep your chin up. You just fucking move on.
All. Well, you you could tell me off air and shit happens.
Oh yeah, man, it's all good. They, I believe that what goes around comes around. So, they want to be grimy. They want to do this kind of stuff in an industry where you have to. You have to kind of schmooze with everybody, regardless if you like them, you don't like them. Entertainment in general. You don't know who knows who. you know. And the fact that you would sever ties, burn bridges the way you did,
mm-hmm.
the way people did, it's not worth it. It's not worth it because where is that going to leave you in the long run? You're just going to end up burning every bridge and writing off every person you know, so you got nobody. So, you know, there's ways of getting to the top, and I believe in a different diplomatic route, and if you fuck me over, I'll fuck you over harder. That's, you know, that's it.
That sounds erotic. I'm turned on now, dude. Thanks.
I was aiming toward that. That's
wow.
the whole, like, secret double entendre there.
Mm. Well, I mean, you know, if you... We'll talk after the show, don't worry. We'll get something going. I got condoms and...
Oh, yeah.
I got some condoms
nice.
And lube, so yeah, I'm all set. We're it's a done deal. Anyways, yeah, let me play your song. Mike, thank you for coming on the show. Check out FFR at FFR Rocks on the MySpace. This song is Still Ours on the Crotch
Thanks,
Shot Rick. Radio Show. No problem. Thanks, Mike.
Later. Later.
Rigorous changing to the birth of the pain.
from Resolution with their song Still Ours, live on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. We got a lovely lady on the line right now, but we gotta keep going. This is we're gonna be playing this song. Who sings it? Is this Pui? Oh, actually no. Let me play Jay Luna, and then that way we could get him on the show. This is No Excuses by Jay Luna, live on the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Wow, that is so cool.
Well, that ain't gonna work. I'll call you back on the regular phone. He's on the MySpace. Check him out. He's on MySpace.com/JLunaMusic. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get Jonathan J. Luna on the show. We're going to, we're going to be right back after these messages. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls and playing kick-ass music doing it.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This segment of the Crotch Shot Radio Show was sponsored by No Sweat, 100% union-made apparel.
Yeah.
Just check them out. Go to thecrotchshotradioshow.com and click the top banner that is No Sweat Apparel. When you go there, tell them the Crotch Shot Radio Show sent you.
What do you expect?
When you visit the Crowd Shot Radio Show website, please make it a habit to click on two or three of the small Google ads. Google pays Crotch Shot Radio a few cents per click-through. We know that Google is a mainstream outlet, but we are using their tools in order to spread the truth. Please visit CrotchShotRadio.com every day.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers.
If you want.
Some of the benefits of Delivery.com. Save money with exclusive restaurant specials. No more busy singles, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood.
Like
earn points on every order which you commission for prices. Sign up today and place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter. Are you tired of all the bullshit in the world? It's time for political correctness. So
it is.
Listen to the Crotch Shot Radio
Listen.
Show. By Louis B.
That's
with
me.
Eddie Carnero and Enemy Combat live Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern on CrotchShotRadio.com. This is war. So get up and fight. Get up and fight. Oh, you're mine to run and hide. Get up. Stop off.
Welcome back to the Crotch Shot Radio Show. This is the Unsigned Artist Listening Party. Yeah, of course, we talk politics Mondays and Wednesdays, and sometimes on Fridays if the news is so fucked up. Definitely check us out every day, CrotchShotRadio.com. Let me try to get Jonathan on the phone. Let me get Jay Luna. Jay Luna! Let me get... I really need to fucking start having these numbers on my computer and not just fucking rushing through them on my Yahoo. If you want to get in contact with me on Yahoo, it's crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. We're also on MySpace, so either use that to find us, or it's crotchshotradio MySpace.com/crotchshotradio. And let's see, we're also on the Facebook. We got the Facebook there too. And definitely hit us up. Hold on, let me try to get Jonathan. Jonathan. Jelena. He has this song called Intercambio or Interchange, where he's talking about hooking up with his girlfriend is hooking up with some other dude, and he wants to hook up with that dude's current girlfriend, but they just want to switch girlfriends. It's hilarious. Let's see.
Jay Luna.
Hello?
Jay Luna.
What's up?
Hello, kid.
Aquí, heavy, tranquilo, en mi casa, y tú?
Soy yo, Louis B. de Crotch Shot Radio.
Oh, I'm sorry. I confused you. Oh, what's up, man?
What's up, Jonathan? ¿Cómo estás?
Todo bien. Everything is good. Yeah. Wow, I didn't expect that.
Hey, you know, we like to catch people off guard, you know what I mean? So, you know, intercambio is like one of my, it's like a fantasy of mine. Except without exchanging girlfriends, I get to keep both girls and the guy's like a chump.
That's not fair, man. That's not fair.
Hey, life's not fair, my brother.
That's so true. Life is not fair, man. But I mean, that actually happened between a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah, and but the girls got kind of mad. But later on, we started talking, like, without the other girl noticing. I started talking with his girl. He started talking with my girl. And it actually happened, but that's it. That's about it. We stopped going out, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. But it was a good song, huh?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I was like, damn, man. You know, girls are really grimy like that. Shit, you know, it doesn't take much. It's like, oh, well, no, I'm in a relationship with him. And, oh, well, fuck that, I guess. But, yeah. I just actually played your song, No Excuses, just now, man. It's fucking fantastic.
Oh, No Excuses, yeah.
Yo, how
come... You like it?
Yeah, man. How come you don't got no tour dates? How come you're not performing?
I don't have a manager. I don't have anybody that could get me places to perform. That's why.
What, Amy can't help you? She's the one that introduced me to you.
Amy?
Yeah.
Who's Amy? I don't know no Amy.
You don't know no Amy?
No.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, I guess I'm going to be talking to somebody. All right, well, uh-oh. Okay, well. All right, well, I guess I'll see what I can do. I'm not making no promises.
Hey. Well, you can help me out with that?
I'm not making any promises. I'll make a call. I mean, see what she says. Yeah, no, because you really need to be out there performing, because you know what? I'm pretty sure there's like a lot of panties that need to be thrown in your way, my friend.
I hope to collect some.
You hope to collect. Yeah, you know, I'm starting to, like, the thing is, I also collect the panties, but a lot of times they got brown streaks on them, so.
And they're
abuela panties, and, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
They probably hate you.
No.
Those type of panties?
No. You know how Latin women are when they get older, like, oye, papi, siéntate aquí.
Yeah.
Like, wow, no, you look like a crackheaded Walter Mercado. I can't mess with that.
Walter Mercado, how you gonna bring it to that?
Virgo.
Yeah, well, I hope I don't collect some of those and with brown lines and stuff.
Skid marks, you know. Nah, don't worry. With songs like Intercambio or Carro, in the Carro.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. So basically, you just dream. I'm just looking at. Have you banged all these women on your friends list?
On my friend list from MySpace?
Yeah.
No, that's actually a randomized top list.
Oh.
It's just whatever pops up.
Ah.
From my MySpace friends, yeah. I wish I can, but there's a lot of hot chicks in MySpace.
Yes. So where can people buy your music? Are you selling it?
I was actually selling it, but we stopped hitting the streets for selling it because it wasn't going good. We was wasting more money trying to make copies than selling them. Because over here in New York City, there's not that many people that are into that Spanish stuff or the English stuff. I mean, yeah, a lot of hip-hop, but... Mm-hmm. Once they see you in the street, they'll be like, these people are whack. I don't want to buy it.
Right.
So we just stopped promoting it that way. But if people want, they can go to my MySpace and they can ask for the song and we can send it to them for free.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. Have you thought about putting it on, uploading? You just upload it somewhere and just people just download it? Or, I mean, I know you want to get famous, but...
Yeah. Fame is hard right now.
Yeah.
But I'm in college. I'm studying music. So at least with the diploma, I could probably go to a couple of record companies and show them that I studied it. I graduated from it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I could work as a producer.
Yeah. Actually, one of my favorite songs from you is Domestic Violence.
It's very controversial, huh?
Yes. No, it's like... Damn, man. Come get me. I'm like, wow, damn, really? So how, I mean, when,
yeah,
when,
and
when,
the other part.
Yeah, how did you come up with domestic violence?
Well, we saw the news of Chris Brown and Rihanna, and
Yeah, Chris Brown did something with Rihanna, and then Rihanna got back with him. So what is this? Does she like this violence that Chris Brown does? So we just came up with that idea. Let's do a song about a girl that likes domestic violence. And we're the protagonist of the story.
Oh, man. So, hey, you know.
I don't promote it, but, you know, it's fun. I mean, not to do it, but you know what I mean.
Sometimes after a hard day of work, I just like to beat the shit out of a bitch.
While eating candy, huh?
Yeah, while eating candy. I like candy. I like the Charleston chews.
Let me smack my bitch with some of those.
Yeah, just like put it in the bag and wham, cabrona.
Yeah. I mean, if you're hitting a Latina, you could probably hit her with a plátano.
Yeah, but be careful.
Eat it.
Enjoy
it.
Careful, she's holding a fucking knife underneath her bra. She'll cut your balls off. Yeah, you know, you don't
gotta
make
cover it.
You do. You gotta sleep with a damn jock strap, a metal jock strap. She tries to go ding. Oh,
While you're sleeping, too.
Te cogí, ding.
Damn, women, man. Women are terrible. They say that guys are terrible, but women are terrible, man.
Oh, they'll break your heart and laugh about it.
Yep. That's so true.
Yes.
Well, you had a girl that broke your heart?
Oh, almost every time. Either their pussy stinks or they're semi retarded or
Wait, but break
what?
Your heart. That's you breaking their heart, but how about breaking your heart?
Yeah, they break my heart.
Oh.
You know, it happens, either that or, you know, it's like, I would rather be with a woman, and I'm like, okay, well. Before I go, I'm gonna accuse you of rape, so that way you don't tell my family. You know, it's shit like that. It's just weird. Either that or please don't, you know, please don't, I'll call the cops, or it's more, you know. It's never any good.
Nope. But
all right,
you're recording me or something?
Yes, dude, this is live.
We're on the radio.
We're
wow.
on the radio live, my friend.
Oh my god. Never been on the radio.
Well, this is internet radio, so, you know.
Yeah, it still has the last name. Radio, internet radio.
Yes, internet radio. Yes. So, yes, you're live. In fact, I'm going overtime by 5 minutes. Just to get you on, friend. Yes. So.
Wow, I feel so special.
Yes. Goodness, I still got some other bands, but I'll save it for next week. Yeah, so you definitely do the Lord's work.
Huh?
You do the Lord's work, my friend.
The Lord's work?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
I'm just kidding. No, it's just I really do love your music. Is but then again, I do have that sick sense of humor. I do love offensive humor. But yes,
love offensive. What do you mean?
What? Domestic violence and intercambio.
Ah,
yes, my friend.
Gotta be available to the world, you know.
Yes, exactly. So, anyways, I'm going to let you go because I really am going overtime. Jonathan.
All right.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for calling me, man.
Yeah, no, man. It's fantastic. Definitely check him out. myspace.com/JLunaMusic. And and if you know somebody, help this man out, please. He needs to be out there. He needs to be heard. You know, get him out there. Ladies, throw panties at him. Unless you're over the age of 50. I mean, but then again, some 50-year-old women do still look banging. You know how our people do. It's almost like a 50-50, whether they're going to be hot or whether they're just going to be look cagao. So
let's see how Angelina Jolie gets when she's 60 or 50.
Yeah, but then again, you look at women like Sophia Loren.
Yeah.
Man, she still got it going on. I'll freaking rattle her bones if I get a chance.
I'll do it too behind you. I'll wait for you to come out.
Yeah, just don't be too close behind me because I get nervous.
No.
No, no rompe mi culo. No rompe mi culo. No.
Okay.
Cuidado.
Oh, man. All right. Man, you're great, man. I hope you call again, though, man.
Oh, all right. Well, dude, you have an open invitation. You got all the information to the show in the email I sent you.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Tell your peoples to listen live Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 5 p.m.
All right.
So,
no problem.
Yes, and I'll definitely get in contact to try to help you out. All right, my friend.
All right, man.
All right.
Thanks. Nope. Take care, people.
Ladies.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that was Jonathan J. Luna. Well, we're going to be ending the show now. We've been going we went over, damn, by 8 minutes. Jesus. So, let's see how many listeners we get. Definitely, we're going to be back Monday, 5 p.m. I don't know what the hell we're going to talk about. We're going to be, I don't know what we're going to be talking about, but it's going to be fun. So, this has been the Crotch Shots Radio Show. And as always, from my house to your house, fuck your mothers. This is war.